Welcome to the podcast, Prophecy Insights with Bro Steph. Today is June 20th, 2016. And the title of our podcast today is Dazed and Confused. So I'm reading an article by Christian News of President Jimmy Carter. He went to visit the ARC. Jimmy Carter, here's the headline. Jimmy Carter visits Ken Ham's ARC encounter, tells reporters, "I believe in evolution." But what I want to point out was this. Here's a quote from Carter, and then I'm going to scroll down the article and I'm going to read you something else he says. And what I'm seeking to show today is that it's no wonder why people are absolutely dazed and confused and they don't know what to believe. And what I'm going to be pointing out and highlighting through this podcast is that that Christian progressivism is so dangerous, and it's on the uprise. And what the progressive Christian movement does is it basically says that the Word of God isn't all that important anymore. What you feel and what you believe is really what's most important. So let's read a little bit of this article. The Earth is 4 billion years old. "But I don't see a conflict there," Carter told reporters, referring to the conflict between Christianity and evolution. "And as a scientist, I believe in evolution. But all things are possible through the divine power of God. And wherever there is a conflict, I turn to the words of Jesus Christ." He said, that's what Carter said, according to the Cincinnati Inquirer, "If God created it 4 billion years ago or 6,000 years ago, it really doesn't matter to me." And so we see here that, you know, Carter's just going, hey, if it's billions or thousands of years, no big deal. The Bible, to him, isn't really clear on that. But I want you to zero in on this. "I turn to the words of Jesus Christ." And now we're going to move down the article, and I want you to remember that. "I turn to the words of Jesus Christ." Now in the article, the subject of gay marriage comes up. And let's listen how fast Carter throws out the Word of God and just discounts it. The question was asked of Jimmy Carter, "Would Jesus approve of gay marriage?" Carter says, "I believe Jesus would," Carter replied. "I don't have any verse in scripture. I believe Jesus would approve gay marriage, but that's just my own personal belief. I think Jesus would encourage any love affair if it was honest and sincere and was not damaging to anyone else. And I don't see that gay marriage damages anyone else." And here you have it, folks. Up above, when it comes to evolution, Carter is more than comfortable to fall back on the Word of God. But when it gets into a social dilemma where he might have to have a spine and a backbone and stand on the Word of God against sexual perversion, he has a problem with that, and he discounts the very Bible up above in the article he said mattered to him. Now, let's discuss this. If it doesn't hurt anybody, what's the big deal? Well, how about hurting God? How about the Lord's heart that gets injured? I mean, is God just a vapor up in the sky, or is God a real, live, person who has emotion and feeling like the rest of us. And when we break his outline for life for us, and we break his rules that he's created to help us, it hurts him. That's called grieving the Holy Spirit of God. And so Carter just throws it out and goes, wait, you know, sleep with whoever you want, have affairs, do whatever you want. Who cares? It's not, if, as long as it's not hurting anybody. Well, what about hurting the heart of Jesus Christ and grieving the Holy Spirit? And so here we can see in this article, we can see this Christian progressive attitude and how dangerous it is. And I'll go back to the title. We're dazed and confused. Any wonder why people are so confused today? They're hearing all kinds of messages out there. Now, I want to state something and make it very clear. Personally, I do not have any animus towards homosexuals or lesbians or people who practice their, who have their own lifestyle agenda. That is between them and God. But I will say this. I love the person, but I hate the sin that they commit. I hate the sin I commit. If I lie, or if I stretch the truth, or if I hurt my wife and don't discount her feelings and injure her. I hate when I do these things. So I have as much hate for my sin as I do for the homosexual struggling with his or her sin. We don't hate people. You know, I heard a young man who's Christian, who was raised in a Christian household, who said he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to take him at his word, face value. But then he decided to become homosexual, become a gay man. And he basically said that what drove him out of church is what he had learned in his household is God hated homosexuals. And I'll tell you, my heart was so grieved hearing him say God hated homosexuals, that it set me back on my heels. God doesn't hate people. He hates sin. He hates perversion. He hates theft. He hates adultery, fornication. I can go on and on and on. He hates sin, but he doesn't hate people. And we have to start letting this message get heard, that to the homosexual, God doesn't hate you. He hates your sin, but he loves you and wants to help you and wants to save you. And yes, the lifestyle of homosexuality is wrong, just like adultery is, just like cursing, fornication, theft, and all of the other sins that I could go on and on about. And so I just wanted to show what's going on in our society and how deceived people are. When it's convenient, they believe in the Word of God. When it's not, they throw it away. We have to be people that are consistent. We have to believe in the Word of God, believe in Jesus Christ, and hold that line and not send out mixed messages. And we have to be people that love, that care about people, that people who live out our faith. That's what we need to be doing. Well, this report has come to an end. I'm out of time. If you don't know Jesus Christ, please go to brosteph.com. And scroll to the bottom of the page and click on the information about starting your journey with Christ today. And to all of you, keep looking up. All of you know the Lord. And remember, Jesus is coming back soon. Talk to you again soon.